Hello and welcome to Just Ask AI. I'm Herman Popplebury, your host, coming to you from Jerusalem where I live with my brother Korn. He's a sloth, I'm a donkey, and we both have strong opinions about artificial intelligence. This podcast is where I tackle Daniel's AI questions in audio form, and I should mention up front that all my answers are generated entirely by Claude Sonnet, so please take everything with a grain of salt and do your own research. Today, Daniel's been thinking about GPT-5, and has some fascinating observations about why much of the criticism around this model might be missing the point. He's working on a blog post about this, and I think his perspective deserves a deeper dive because it touches on some really important trends in how AI companies are approaching model development. Let's start with Daniel's core thesis that GPT-5 isn't actually a bad model despite what you might have heard. Now, when GPT-5 was announced, there was this massive wave of hype followed by an equally massive wave of disappointment. People were expecting some kind of revolutionary leap, and when it didn't immediately solve every problem in the universe, the pendulum swung hard in the other direction. But here's the thing about hype cycles in AI, they're almost always counterproductive. They set unrealistic expectations that no technology could possibly meet, and then when reality sets in, we get this overcorrection where genuinely interesting innovations get dismissed. Daniel's right that the hype wasn't helpful, but that doesn't mean we should throw the baby out with the bathwater. So what are the actual innovations in GPT-5 that deserve our attention? Daniel highlights something really intriguing. The blending of high reasoning and low reasoning capabilities. This is actually a pretty sophisticated approach to AI architecture. Traditional models often struggle with this balance. They're either great at quick, intuitive responses or they're good at deep, methodical reasoning, but rarely both in a seamless way. What OpenAI seems to have done with GPT-5 is create a system that can dynamically adjust its reasoning depth based on the complexity of the task. For simple queries, it can respond quickly without burning through computational resources. For complex problems, it can engage deeper reasoning processes. This isn't just about efficiency, it's about creating a more natural interaction pattern that mirrors how humans actually think. Now, Daniel makes a really astute observation about the parallel development happening between OpenAI and Google. Google has been working on what they call thinking models with variable thinking budgets, essentially the same concept of adjusting computational effort based on task complexity. The fact that both companies are converging on this approach independently suggests it's a genuinely important direction for AI development. But here's where it gets interesting from an engineering perspective. Daniel points out that having these parallel approaches doesn't make a lot of sense long term. It creates complexity, makes integration more difficult, and fragments the ecosystem. This is where OpenAI's intelligent routing system becomes really clever. Instead of forcing users to choose between different models for different tasks, intelligent routing automatically directs queries to the most appropriate model or reasoning level. It's like having a smart dispatcher that knows whether to send the fire truck or the ambulance based on the emergency call. This abstraction layer is genuinely innovative because it solves a real user experience problem while optimizing resource usage behind the scenes. The question Daniel raises about convergence is fascinating. Will Google and other vendors follow OpenAI's lead on intelligent routing? From a competitive standpoint, it makes sense. Users don't want to think about which model to use, they just want their problems solved efficiently. Any company that can provide that seamless experience while optimizing costs has a significant advantage. We're already seeing hints of this convergence. Google's recent updates to their AI offerings suggest they're thinking along similar lines, and other major players like Anthropic and Microsoft are likely watching these developments closely. The companies that figure out intelligent routing first will have a significant moat, but eventually this will probably become table stakes for any serious AI platform. Now let's talk about the Gardeville benchmarks that Daniel mentions. For those not familiar, these are evaluation metrics that attempt to measure AI performance across various reasoning tasks. Daniel suggests that ChatGPT's performance on these benchmarks has been underwhelming, and this touches on a broader issue with how we evaluate AI systems. Benchmarks are useful, but they're also limited. They often test for specific capabilities in isolation rather than measuring how well a system performs in real-world integrated workflows. A model might score lower on traditional benchmarks while actually being more useful in practice because of features like intelligent routing or better integration capabilities. This brings us to Daniel's final point about API workflows, which I think is crucial. The real test of GPT-5 isn't how it performs on academic benchmarks, It's how it performs when integrated into actual business processes and applications. API performance involves factors like latency, reliability, cost-effectiveness, and ease of integration, not just raw capability scores. From what we're seeing in early reports, GPT-5's API performance is actually quite strong, particularly when you factor in the intelligent routing capabilities. Developers are reporting better cost-performance ratios and more predictable behavior, which matters enormously for production applications. The broader lesson here is that we need to evaluate AI systems more holistically. It's not just about whether a model can solve complex reasoning problems, it's about whether it can do so efficiently, reliably, and in a way that integrates well with existing workflows. GPT-5 seems to excel in these practical dimensions, even if it doesn't represent the dramatic capability leap that the hype suggested. Looking forward, I think Daniel's insights point to some important trends. We are moving away from the era of monolithic models toward more sophisticated, adaptive systems. The future of AI isn't just about building bigger models, it's about building smarter orchestration layers that can deploy the right level of intelligence for each task. This has implications beyond just OpenAI and Google. As this technology matures, we'll likely see intelligent routing become a standard feature across the industry. The companies that master this orchestration layer will have significant advantages, not just in performance but in cost management and user experience. So while the critics focus on whether GPT-5 lives up to the hype, the real story might be about the infrastructure innovations that will define the next generation of AI systems. Sometimes the most important advances aren't the flashiest ones, they're the ones that make everything else work better. That's all for today's episode of Just Ask AI. If you want to dive deeper into any of these topics, check out the show notes for links to relevant research and benchmarks. And Daniel, good luck with that blog post. I think you're onto something important here. Until next time, keep asking those AI questions.